a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Larry Cass from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, and leading our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag are Pages Marley Scarborough from Hayes and Riker Vosberg from Madison.
Go ahead. Let's pray. Oh God, during this time, every year, we come together to begin to work together to do the work of the state, to find those things that will help our state grow. And Lord, we just pray that you will be with this group, help each member to work with each other. May they come closer together and find ways of finding unanimous agreement on what needs to be done. All these things we ask in God's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Bolin, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feikert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterall, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Stevens, Tolson, Verschiel, Werner, Westra, Weck, Willardson, Wollman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. We do have some guests today. Back behind me, representing Representative Shanefish and Peterson, the Delmont Community Watch. They won the National Award for America's Night Out Against Crime. They're responsible for providing samples of Kuchen from the Kuchen, representing the Kuchen Festival, and help us give us a warm welcome. Also, we have the Castlewood government class up here to our right. The teacher is Barry Jacobson, and representing Tolson and Greenfield from District 2. Welcome. Our doctor of the day is Robert Allison. He's from Pierre. Is Dr. Allison here? Might be over in the Senate. He practices internal medicine at Avera Medical Group in Pierre. He also currently serves on Governor Dugard's primary care task force as a physician representative. So let's welcome the doctor of the day, Robert Allison. Representative DeSanto, do you have
an
announcement?
I do. It is my special privilege to acknowledge my predecessor in District 35. Former Representative Don Kopp is in the house with us today, as well as his wife, Joanne.
Thank you. Representative Kopp, welcome back. Representative Craig.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, I would like to introduce three incredibly important people in my life. My oldest daughter, Kayla Richards, here in the middle, if you'll stand. Next to her, on her left, our right, her husband, Daryl Richards. He's going to be a doctor. He's finishing up his studies, and we hope to get him in South Dakota near Rapid City to do his practice. And then on my oldest daughter's right, our left, that is Casey Craig. That is my middle daughter. As of a week ago, she just became an RN, thanks to USD and her very hard work. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome to the Capitol. I would also like to welcome a former member of the House of Representatives. In fact, he stood up here for a couple of years. Representative Val Roush is back. Let's stand and give him a round of applause. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The journal is approved. Communications.
January 20th, 2015, the Honorable Dean Wink, South Dakota State House of Representatives, 500 East Capitol Avenue, Pierce, South Dakota, 57501. Dear Speaker Wink and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to herewith deliver to you Executive Reorganization Order 2015-01. This document has also been filed with the President of the Senate and the Secretary of State. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1045, 1058, and 1059 do pass, and House Bill 1015 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Scott Munsterman, Chair. Also, the Committee on Agriculture respectfully reports that House Bill 1006 and 1014 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Lee Qualm, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 90th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 28, which has passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1063, an act to revise the notice provisions for the name change of a minor child. House Bill 1064, an act to prohibit unlawful self-dealing by state officers and employees.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1061, 1062, 1063, and 1064 to Judiciary. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 28, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to sell certain extraneous real property to the City of Brookings to deposit the proceeds in the School and Public Lands Trust for the benefit of South Dakota State University and to declare an emergency.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 28 to Appropriations. Announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., room 464, your House Commerce and Energy Committee will meet. We'll be taking up our first five bills. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will be meeting tomorrow, 7:45. Board of Regents will be doing an overview and some of their best practices.
Any other announcements? Representative Stalzer.
I'd like to give you one more reminder that we have the Alec Wine and Cheese welcome tonight at the American Legion. Governor Kasich of Ohio should be speaking sometime between 6:45 and 7 o'clock. And there, besides the wine and cheese, there will be a Swiss steak dinner along with that. So we would hope everyone would at least come to meet Governor Kasich.
Very good. Any other announcements? Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations, or Joint Appropriations, will meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We have BIT and the Department of Education. Also, about 3 o'clock today, hopefully we can get things going about 3 o'clock. There'll be a presentation on the state aid education, the Cutler-Gabriel amendments, and special taxes. So there's a person from the Department of Revenue, one from Education, and one from Bureau of Finance and Management, and that's in room 414 upstairs, probably around 3 o'clock.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other announcements? Representative Gosch?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I have many chiropractors who live in my district, and I would be remiss not to remind everybody one more time that the Chiropractor Association tonight from 5 to 7 at the Ramcota Hotel and Conference Center, some of the best walleye sticks you're going to find. So come join us at 5 o'clock.
Very good. Any further announcements? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All in favor of adjourning, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
We are adjourned.